start, Charlie. All right. Again, the point, not looking to make excuses, but the conditions were horrendous. It definitely took us a long time to settle. And actually, when they had the man sent off, we actually went into our worst spell of the game, and everyone was bombing forward. And we lost a bit of our shape and discipline, that's being honest about it, you know. So we did. We just got carried away trying to win the game too early. But after that, we settled down. And I think, you know, after 25, 30 minutes, there was only one winner, you know.
Yeah, they played well in the first 15 or 20 minutes, but then it became evident that they weren't too interested in getting players forward. And that was causing Donegal to... wasteful ball, I thought, Rory.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They were determined to get men back and try to protect their full back line, that sort of thing. But, you know, you're right. We made bad decisions. Showed a lack of composure, Charlie, and tried to force the ball in long. Whereas we proved there we're not a bad team at running the ball. And when we ran it, we were much better.
Yeah. Michael Murphy, Semn Off, came in the aftermath of Ray Gullivan, Semn Off. I didn't see the full incident, but it looked to me as if it was more of a push than a strike. But having seen their man sent off, Michael perhaps should have known better to get involved in something like that, Rory.
Yeah, by all accounts, it was harmless. Unfortunately, there is a leaning or tendency when a team goes a man down for the referee or the umpire officials to try to even the thing up, you know. And that seemed to be the case. By all accounts, it was very harmless, shoulder charge, you know.
Can we expect an appeal then from Donegal once you get a look at the video of it?
Oh, there'll be 100%, Charlie, there'll be appeal. We spoke to Michael, he's a very honest lad, and you know, his word's good enough as it is, but from other people we spoke to, apparently the picture showed that there was no, you know, it wasn't a send-off offense.
Yeah. And then interestingly, Donegal started to play well when they went down the 14 aside, and by half time the game was basically won.
Aye, well, we were 6 points up, and on a day like that, you know, conditions like today, it's going to be hard for them to peg us back. 6 points up, and then we pushed on. The good thing was we pushed on. We didn't sit back and allow Calvin to come on us. We pushed on. We won the game very comfortably.
Yeah, good performance all around the pitch from Neil McGee out, and Rafferty and Calvin did well midfield. Colin McFadden having a fantastic year. And young McBertie, I suppose, always a risk putting a 17-year-old. I know you made your own debut when you were very young, Rory. It's a big ask coming into a championship. He took the goal well and he showed great maturity.
He's a young lad. I don't see it as a risk. You know, when you're good enough, you know, you're old enough, and that goes at both ends of the spectrum, whether you're 17 or 35, you know.
Yeah.
And Pat McBertie's certainly a very talented footballer. He's been in there involved with us 5 or 6 weeks, and he's trained very well, and he's a big addition to us. But you're right, Colin McFadden's playing well. He's doing the simple things well. He's winning great ball, and he's really a great presence up front.
Yeah. And throughout the pitch now, you had Rafferty and Kavanagh at midfield. You have Neil Dollar to call on there. Well, another bonus, Liam McAloon coming back surprisingly quickly.
Yeah, you know, Charlie, things are falling into place in the sense that a lot of our players are coming available at the minute, you know, becoming fit. Early on in the year, we were struggling. It was a big bonus to get Leo out. And as you say, Kevin Rafferty played there, and big Neil coming on. The more game time those lads get, the stronger squad we'll have.
Yeah. And of course, coming into the game, Donegal were strong favourites, given the fact that Kavanagh had 8 debutants, Rory. Donegal never play well when they're favourites. We saw that against Antrim. Second half of the first half and the second half here today, they played very well. Now, Tyrone in a couple of weeks' time, another big challenge.
Yeah, that's a huge challenge, you know, and I suppose from early on, that was the side of the draw we were on. If we got through, it was going to be Tyrone. We've taken care of our business. Tyrone have taken care of theirs. It's up to us to improve now. Performance today will not be good enough to beat Tyrone, far from it. So it's up to us now. 2 weeks to work on it again, try to get everyone back on board and see where we end up.